Research published by Alison Reynolds and David Lewis have shown that cognitive diversity is a much higher indication of better problem solving among teams than any other aspect of diversity. As this is a largely unseen identifier, we need to concentrate on how we encourage inclusive behaviour within teamwork, challenging any groupthink habits. This can be a problem for organisations who recruit according to cultural fit, even when they believe they have created diversity according to ethnicity or gender metrics. Instead, we should actively be looking for people who offer a different perspective and challenge the received ways of thinking, while making sure that we create a work environment that makes it okay to not be a cultural fit. While older perspectives on diversity and inclusion might seem to form a narrative that the ultimate aim is for homogeneous peace and harmony without disagreement, the modern perspective on inclusion is that it should retain diverse perspective and experience with mutual respect and be comfortable with difference. As networks, we may have the urge to unify our communities. So think about embracing cognitive diversity as you paint a picture of your long-term goals. Be careful not to suggest that it will end in a place of total agreement, but a healthy approach to individualism.